And a good Chodesh to everyone, a great way to start Chodesh Elul with Menachos. So the first daf begins, the first daf beis, the first mission Maseches Menachos is very, very reminiscent of the first mission Maseches Zvachim. There's a lot of parallels between the two. So the mission begins, Kol HaMenachos SheNikmitzu Shelo L'Shman Ksheres. Any mincha, the halacha is that for a mincha you have to do a kmitza. The kohen does a kmitza. He takes his three middle fingers and he scoops up the flour. So any kmitza that was done shelo lishma, that wasn't done for the purpose of the particular baal, the one who brought the mincha, he did shelo lishma, not having any kavana. The law is it ksheros, the mincha is acceptable, ela shelo alu lebailim l'shem chov. It just doesn't fulfill the obligation for the baal. So if Reuven's bringing his mincha and the kohen says, does it shelo lishma, so the mincha is acceptable. You could put the mincha on the mizbeach, it's just that Reuven doesn't get his requirement fulfilled and he has to go ahead and bring another mincha. So that's true of all types of minachos except for chutz miminchas chotei uminchas kinaos. Except for these two, minchas chotei is similar to a carbon chatas. If you remember from a carbon chatas, why by zvachim we said shelo lishma is also kasher, except where with regards to a chatas and a pesach, we said it doesn't work. The karbanos are pasul. So here as well, by the mincha, if it's a minchas chotei, if a minchas chotei was done shelo lishma, it's going to be disqualified as well, just like a zvachim chatas. And so to minchas kinaos is minchas sota. When the whole mice of the sota takes place, so she offers a mincha, it's called a mincha sota. So that as well, if the kohen did the kmitza of the minchas sota shelo lishma, that would be pasul, similar to the minchas chotei. We take a look for a second at Tosos on the topic. The first Tosos, Dibur Maskil, Kol Menachos, SheNikmitzu Shelo Lishma Ksheros, Ela Shelo Alu Lebailim. That all kmitzas done Shelo Lishma are actually kosher, except that the Baal doesn't fulfill his obligations. The Tosos points out, saying it's something very, very important we have to keep in mind throughout the whole Masechta. Avoda Kamaisa Nakat, why do they only choose kmitza? Kmitza is the first Avoda of Menachos. But who adin nesina b'kli? When you take the kmitza, the kohen takes the kmitza, he places it in a kli. That's also an avoda. If that was shelo lishma, it's the same halachas. And if halacha, then the kohen carries the kli with the kmitza and he walks it over to the mizbeach. And then there's a fourth avoda haktara where he puts it on the mizbeach. So, kidekatani seifa, dalet avodos yesh bekomitz. There are really four stages of kmitza, kineged dalet avodos sheyesh bedam. So that's the point here. That just like we have four stages for the karban zvachim, we have four stages for the menachos. So for the zvicha, we have shchita, and we have kabbalah, we have halacha, we have zrika, and parallel to that, in the menachos, we have kmitza, kabbalah, halacha, and then haktara. Tosas does point out that with regards to menachos, there's some extra stages with the menachos. Tosas goes a few lines further. He says, aval p'tenufa hagasha. When it comes to the mincha, you have to do a tenufa. Tenufa is like waving it up and down, left and right. And hagasha is when you have the vayigash to come forward. You put the mincha, you have it touch against the mizbech. Those two avodos of tenufa v'hagasha rash, Tosas says, ein machshava poselas avagav debay kuna. This is an exception. We'll see in the Gemara that they are not subject to the halachas of shelo lishma. It's a whole other halacha, those two avodas. Okay, so the Mishnah now tells us, continuing, it says, minchas chote, minchas kinaos, shekamsan shelo lishma. Let's say did the kmitza of the minchas chote, or the minchas kinaos shelo lishma, nasan bekli v'halach, or you put it into the kli, or you halach, you do the halach, you bring it to the mizbeach, or hikdir, or you put it on the mizbeach. If any of those stages, any of those stages were shelo lishma, or if it was lishma shelo lishma, you had mixed das. Part of it was thought lishma, and you also thought shelo lishma, or the opposite. You first thought shelo lishma, and then you thought lishman. All those scenarios is psulos. In other words, whenever there's a shelo lishma involved, whatever step it is, even if it's mixed together with a lishma machshav as well, it's all going to be pasul when it comes to minchas chote, minchas kinaos. Keita lishma v'shelo lishma, asks the Mishnah. What's an example? How do you have two mixed machshavos of one hand lishma, but at the other hand also shelo lishma? That seems to contradict. So the Mishnah says, L'shem minchas chotei u'l'shem minchas nedava. So let's say you have in mind all in one time that this menachos that I'm bringing is going to be at the same time for minchas chotei as well as Minchas Nedava, but those are two mixed together machshavos, that's what it would be, Shilashma and Shilalishma. And then the Mishnah asks, what's the case of Shilolishman and Lishman mixed together? That's the case when you're bringing a Minchas Chote and you think, first you think Minchas Nedava, that's the Shilolishma, and at the same time you think Lishem Minchas Chote, which would be Lishma. And since you think of those two of them together at one time, that's considered Shilolishman and Lishman all in one shot. And again, since it's a Minchas Chote, it's going to be possible. Okay, the Gemara asks the question. Why does the Mishnah say Ella? It should say Lisne Velo Alu Labailam, the Shem Chava. In other words, the Mishnah tells us right in the beginning that Kol HaMenachos Shenikmetu Shelo Lishman are Ksheiros, Ella Shelo Alu Labailam, the Shem Chava. It should say, the Mishnah, the Gemara is asking, it should say Vi, and also, not only is it Kasher, but also it doesn't fulfill the obligations Velo Alu Labailam. What does it mean Ella? Ella means excludes. Ella means it's only this case. So asks the Gemara again, Lamili Lamisna Ella, Lisne, it should teach in the Mishnah, Vi Lo Alu Labailam, the Shem Chova. What's the word Ella telling us? So the Gemara answers, Ha Kamashmalam, this is teaching us, Labailam Hu Dilo Alu, the Shem Chova, but Ha Mincha Gufa Ksheira. It's telling us that although it's only Ella, Ella's, it's only not good for the Bailam, Ella Shlo Alu Labailam, but we could conclude from there, it is a kosher mincha, ha-gufa ksheira. The mincha is acceptable as a chefta, you could bring it on the Mizbeach, but in terms of the gavri, it doesn't fulfill its chiv. Vavi'asa l'shnuye, the Gemara is telling us, as we saw in the Gemara in Zvachim, the very first daf of Zvachim as well, you can't change it. Meaning, even though it's kosher, and it's not going to fulfill the Reuven's Achiv, for example. Reuven took upon himself to bring a Minchas Nedava. And then the Kohen messes up and thinks of it as a Mincha for a Chote. So the Mincha is acceptable, but doesn't fulfill Reuven's obligation. So one may think that maybe he could, Lichachila, you could change around the Lishma if you wanted, since the Mincha, in the end of the day, is a Kasher Mincha. So Gemara is telling you, Aser Lishnuye, you can't change around the Lishma or Shalol Lishma of the Mincha, Kidirava, like Rava holds. Dama Rava, Rava tells us that Ola Sheshachta Shelo Lishma Aser Lizrok Dama Shelo Lishma. Now let's say the Kohen accidentally, when it came to a Zevach, an animal, behema, the Kohen had an Ola and he accidentally shechted it Shelo Lishma. So now it's no longer going to fulfill the Baal's Chiv anymore. We accept the first mission in Zvachim says if you take an Ola and you shecht it L'Shem Chatas, the carbon's acceptable. We could put it on the Mizbeach, but Reuven doesn't get his chiv. He has to bring another animal to fulfill his personal chiv. So one may think, so once already we changed the das of the shechita, it's already shalolishma, maybe I could do the zrika shalolishma as well. So the Gemara is telling us, no, even though the shechting, the shechita was shalolishma, you can't go ahead and also try to mess up the zrika, it's still aser, lizrok dama shalolishma. You can't do the sprinkling of the blood shalolishma. Just because you messed up once doesn't mean you should mess up another time. So how do we know this? Ibai Seima Svara, either based on logic, Ibai Seima Kra, alternatively it's based on a pasuk. So the Gemara explains each possibility. Ibai Seima Svara, what's the logic that we should say just because it was Shechted Shlolishma, it's still also to do Zrika Shlolishma? The Svara is, Mishum de Mishaneba Kohani Lishaneba Venezel. Just because you made one change, should you make all the other changes? The person makes one mistake, we don't say, okay, once it's already a mistake, make all the mistakes you want. No, you try to do everything the best you can. You try to keep to what your word was. So even though you made one mistake, we don't want to make additional mistakes. That's just a very logical statement. Ibai Seima Kra. Or perhaps it's based on a pasuk that tells us that if you made a mistake for the shechita, you should still not make a mistake on the zrika. What's the kra? What's the pasuk? It says in the pasuk, motis vasecha tishmor, that which comes out from your mouth, tishmor, you should preserve, you should keep. Vasisa kasher nadarta lashem lokecha nedavam. And you should do like you did a neder into a nedava. So Gemara asks, nedava, nederhu? For the pasuk says, kasher nadarta lashem lokecha nedava. So it says the word neder, and then it says the word nedava. Neder and nedava are two different things. A neder is when a person takes upon himself an obligation. Hare alai, it's upon me as a gavra to bring a carbon. That's a neder, it's on the person. A nedava is the chefta, that this, hare zu, this animal needs to be brought as a carbon. So what's the difference? Harei Allah, if I say neder, so then if I bring an animal, the animal doesn't get shechted, I still have an obligation to make sure I get an animal to the base mikdash. It's milch maichiv until I make sure it gets done. Nedava is on the chefster, that this animal is kadosh. Now if this animal gets lost, I have no responsibility to bring another one. It's only on nedava, on this animal, no other obligation. So asks the Gemara, how come it interchanges between neder and then tinedava? Nedava, neder hu. Karile neder, bikarile nedava. So what's going on here? So the Gemara says, Ela im kamash im nedarta asisa ye neder. If you made the neder the way you took upon yourself, meaning you fulfilled your word, ye neder, it's going to be a neder. If you took upon yourself to bring lishma, and you bring it lishma, you fulfilled your obligation. Vimlav, if not, if you didn't fulfill your obligation, you change it lishma, ye nedava, it should be a nedava only, but you still have the neder upon yourself to go ahead and fulfill it. Vinedava mishar lishnueva. So now again, I took upon myself to bring an animal. So let's say this tissue box is an animal. I said, I have to bring a carbon ola. And I set aside this as a carbon ola for myself. And now the Kohen, I give it to Ezra. Ezra was a little busy. He woke up early this morning. He messed up on my carbon. So he brought it shelo lishma. So now, it's now viewed as a apostle carbon in terms of my obligation. But we accept this carbon as a nedava. So this is a nedava now, even though I have an outstanding obligation. So now this is a nedava. Are you allowed to change a nedava into a shelo lishma? Could you do a zrika on a nedava? Certainly not. So based on this pasuk, where you have a neder that transforms into a nedava, you still can't change a nedava and do a zrika shelo lishma. So this is the pasuk that supports the idea that just because the first shechita was done shelo lishma, doesn't mean you should do the zrika shelo lishma as well. Okay, the Gemara now says in the very top of Beis Amid Beis, Lema Masnisin Delo Rebbe Shimon. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Rebbe Shimon. Who's Rebbe Shimon? The Tanya, there's a Braisa that quotes Rebbe Shimon's opinion. Rebbe Shimon Omer, Kol HaMenachos Shenikmitzu Shelo Lishmon Kesheren. He holds that if a Kemitza was done Shelo Lishma, it's a Kasher Kemitza, the Mincha is good, and also V'olu Lebailin L'Shem Chova. It actually does fulfill the obligation. While our Mishnah said that the Kemitza Shelo Lishma, the Mincha is Kasher, it does not fulfill the Baal's Chiva. Lo Alu Lebailin, Rabbi Shimon says it is Alu Lebailin, it does fulfill the Baal's obligation. So this is a clear argument with the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon is not in accordance with our Mishnah. What's his reasoning? She'ein ha-menachos domos lezvachim. The halachas of menachos are not similar to zvachim. They're very different. How so? She'akometz machvas l'shem marcheshes. So the different types of menachos. We're going to learn in the Masechta the five types of menachos. One of them is called a machvas, and one of them is called a marcheshes. Some of them are deep fried, and some of them are fried in very little oil. Some are completely dry. So the machvas, I believe, is the deep fried one. Is that correct? You have it in your articles?
No. Oh.
This is machvas. This is
machvas?
Okay, fine.
The intro here.
I might have it here in the footnote here. Oh, machvas and marcheshes are both deep fried, but it's machlokis later on what the difference is. So we'll wait till Daf Samach Gimel to see the difference. There's a difference, okay. One's machvas, one's marcheshes. They're fried differently. So let's say hakometz machvas l'shem marcheshes. I took upon myself to bring a mincha machvas. I'm doing l'shem marcheshes. That's wrong. It's wrong l'shema. It doesn't make a difference because maaseh mochichim aleh. Because when I make a machvas mincha, the word, the way I'm doing it is clear how I'm doing it. So let's say, for example, let's pick an example that we could appreciate a little bit more. Let's say I have a red pen and a blue pen. And I say I'm using my blue pen. I say I'm going to write you a letter in red. And I write it out, and the ink's clearly blue. So even though I said something, it doesn't make a difference because my actions were clear what my intentions were, even though I said something wrong. So when it comes to menachos, machvas and marcheshes are very different ways of frying the flour. So even though I said the wrong one, I said marcheshes, it doesn't make a difference because my actions were done like machvas, which was in accordance with what I took upon myself to bring a machvas. And that's why the Shema doesn't really make a difference here, because the ma'isim, the actions are stronger than the machshava. And further, he gives another example. L'shem machvas chareva, l'shem machvas chareva l'shem balula. So let's say you take a machmas chareva. Chareva means dry. You took upon yourself to bring a dry flour without any oil. And then you say, I'm bringing this l'shum blulos, which means I want to bring a flour offering with oil mixed together. Which is not, I said a chareva, I said a dry flour. But I said, again, my initial neder was to bring a dry mincha. And as I'm bringing it, I'm bringing l'shem a belula, l'shem a very flour full of oil, which is not what I had initially took upon myself. So Gemara says, it doesn't make a difference because ma'aseh mochichen ala, because l'shem chareva. Because since I took upon myself to bring a dry one, and I brought a dry one, even though I said I'm bringing a belula, the l'shema doesn't make a difference because the ma'aseh mochichen ala. And therefore, Menachos is completely exempt from any Lishma disqualifications. As opposed to Aval Bezvachim, in the world of behemos, animals, Eino Kain, it's not true. Shchita Achas Lekulam, the same Shchita is going to apply to a Chatas as it does to an Ola, as it does to an Ashram, it's all the same Shchita. And Zrika Achas Lekulam, and the Zrika that you have to sprinkle on the Mizbeach is all the same, whether it's an Ashram, whether it's a Chatas, whether it's an Ola, whether it's a Shlomim. And Kabbalah Achas Lekulam, it's the same type of Kabbalah. It's all the same. So since the actions are all the same by Zvachim, the only thing that differentiates between a Chatas and Ashram, a Shlomim and a Ola is your Kavana. So that's why Lishma does disqualify Zvachim, but when it comes to Menachos, since the Maaseha are all different, the Maisim are able to override any incorrect Lishma, and we see from here that Rabbi Shimon goes against our Mishnah.
Even though by Ola and Chatas, he's sprinkling
above. Excellent. So Toz already deals with this point. He says he doesn't deal with above the line versus below the line, but he does deal with in terms of one versus four sprinklings. So if you take a look at Toz's Dibur Maaschil Zrika, he says Zrika Achas Lekulan V'Af Agav V'Yesh B'Matan Achas V'Yesh B'Matan Arba. Some require one sprinkling, one so other carbonos require four sprinklings. So there are differences even with behemos with regards to the Zrika. He quotes a Perish HaKuntris in Rashi, Ditzan im nitnu kulan b'matan achas kiper. Even though certain karbanos like the chatas requires lichatchila four sprinklings, if you do only one b'dieved, that's kasher, which makes it equatable to an ola and shlamim as well. Okay. Tosu does ask another question. When the Gemara says here, it says shchita achas lekulan and zrika achas lekulan and kabbalah achas lekulan, it misses one of them. It skips halacha. There are four of this. What happened to Halacha? So Tosos says in the very top Tosos here, if you take a look at Tosos, Dibasal Shchita Achas Lekulam, he first points out, Lekaman, later on we're going to ask in the Gemara, Parach Dichalukin B'Shchitasan. Later on we say, no, not true. The Yesh B'Tzafon, Yesh B'Darom. There are different places where you do Shchita. Not every animal is the same Shchita. The Maisa Shchita is the same, but the locations are different. In other words, the Ola and the Chatas need to be in the Tzafon, in the north of the Mizbeach, and the Shlomim are allowed to be in the Darom. So there are differences. But then Tosa says, what about V'ha D'lo Katani Holacha Achas Lekulam? How come the Mishnah, the Gemara, only says Shchita, Zrika, and Kabbalah are all the same by Zvachim, but it leaves out Holacha, which is also the same? He says, Mishum de'ayri hacha liba de Rabbi Shimon, de lochayish v'halacha. Rabbi Shimon doesn't really care so much for halacha to have yavoda she'ef shilav batala. We'll see later on, daf yud gimel, that he doesn't really care so much for halacha, there it's possible to circumvent halacha. I mean, if you want to bring zvachim, you definitely need a shchita. You can't have a karba without a shchita. And you definitely need a kabbalah to catch the blood, and you definitely need a zrika to put on the mizbeach. But it's possible to circumvent the halacha. If you do a shchita right next to the mizbeach, you don't need halacha. And since you could do away with the halacha, the Gemara didn't put it here in part of the calculation. Okay.
Don't seem to have listed out of order, right?
Yeah, that was up.
Zrika.
Exactly. That was interesting also. Yeah, I thought saw that. I'm not sure. It could be because in terms of the importance, but I don't know if that's true. Zrika is really the most important. I don't know. But did anyone address it? I didn't see. Okay. The Gemara now says that after establishing that Rabbi Shimon goes against our Mishnah, again, the Mishnah says if it was Mincha Shelo Lishma, it's possible for the person. Rabbi Shimon says it is Ola LeBailim. It does fulfill its Chiyuv by Menachos. So the Gemara says, Hanich LeRav Ashi. This all makes sense, Rav Ashi, meaning what? That you could still say that Rabbi Shimon is consistent with our Mishnah. How so? Damar Kan Bekometz Machvas L'Shimar Cheshes Kan Bekometz Minchas Machvas L'Shim Minchas. We're going to see Rav Ashi a little bit later. Rav Ashi says the difference is if you use the word mincha versus not the word mincha. Meaning, if you just say this, read that Rav Ashi again, now you appreciate it more. Damar kan bekomet machmas l'shemar cheshes. You don't use the word mincha there. It's just in terms of changing the kalim that are used, but you don't use the word mincha. So that we would say actually, it doesn't mean anything. It's a meaningless statement. So that's not a psul l'shema. And that's where Rabbi Shimon says it is ola l'bailim. But kan, in our Mishnah, it's a situation where you say, kan bekometz minchas machlas, l'shem minchas marcheshes. So since you use the word mincha, that would be disqualifying shelo l'shema and would not be ola l'shem bailim. That's the difference between our Mishnah and Rabbi Shimon. Again, there is no machlokes. It's talking about two different scenarios. If you use the word mincha, that's a l'shema we would acknowledge and would make it possible for the bailim. If you don't use the word mincha, it's a meaningless statement. Rashi says it's ruach ba'alma and does not impact the status of the mincha, in which case it would be ola l'bailim, which is what Rabbi Shimon's referring to. That all makes sense according to Rav Ashi. Ela l'rabba v'rabba ma'ik l'meimar. So it's hard sometimes, the Gemara, you know, brings shitas we haven't seen just yet. So we haven't seen rabba v'rabba. They don't give an answer like this. They give a different answer, but the ma'ik l'meimar, what are you going to say for rabba and rabba who hold differently? They don't hold to this chilek between mincha versus not saying mincha. So how is it possible to say Rabbi Shimon is consistent with the Mishnah? Can you say Rabbi Shimon is consistent with the Mishnah according to Rava and Rava? V'chitem, if you're going to say Kiddika Mashani Rava, like Rava answers over there, which we haven't seen just yet, Kan B'Shinoi Kodesh, Kan B'Shinoi Bailim, meaning what? If there is a Shinoi Kodesh, so then we would say it's Ola L'Bailim, but if it's Shinoi L'Bailim, so then we would say it doesn't work for the Bailim. Meaning, what's the change? What's the Shelo L'Shema? So if Shelo L'Shema is talking about Shinoi Kodesh, where you go from Machvas, Marcheshes, and so on, so then Rav and Rabba hold, it is Ola L'Bailim. But if you do a Shinoi Bailim, if you change Ruvain to Shimon, so then we say it's not Ola L'Bailim. If that's the Chilik, so now in other words, what we're saying is, our Mishnah, where the Mishnah says it's not Olu L'Shem Bailim, has to be a case where you were Shinoi Bailim, so that can't be the case. Because our Mishnah clearly says, Hamas Nisan says, what's Shinoi Kodeshu? The Katani, our Mishnah says, what's the Shinoi that we're referring to in the Mishnah? What's Shelo L'Shema? Ketan asks the Mishnah, quoting the Mishnah, Ketan L'Shman v'Shelo L'Shman. It's a case where L'Shem Minchas Chote, L'Shem Minchas Nedava. So we see our Mishnah is clearly talking about a Shinoi Kodesh here, and yet it still says it's not Alu L'Shem Bailim. So for Rav and Rabba, they would not, their chilik would not work well in our Mishnah. Again, they think if there's a Shinoi Bailim, it doesn't work for the Baal. But if there's a Shinoi Kodesh, it would be Ola L'Bailim. But our Mishnah is clearly a case of Shinoi Kodesh, and yet it says, Lo Alu L'Shem Bailim. Vinami, or if you want to give the answer, could the Kamishani Rava, like Rava answered, again, we haven't seen the question yet, but it's alluding to what Rava's answer is. Mishani Rava, what did Rava say? He said there's a difference between Kan Bekometz Mincha L'Shem Mincha, Kan b'mekometz mincha l'shem zevach. Ah, so what's the difference? If you take a mincha l'shem zevach, that's a real significant change. That's when we say it's lo alu l'shem bailim. It's completely out of left field. You bring a mincha, I'm saying, bring the mincha l'shem behema. Nothing to do with each other. That's a shelo l'shma that won't go alu l'bailim. But if you switch from one mincha to another mincha, different types of minchas, it's at least in the same world, from a minchas chav machvas to minchas marcheshes, that's really similar to each other, that he would say would be alu l'shem bailim. So maybe he's that our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, where it says it's shlo alu l'bailim, it must be a case of mincha l'zevach. And everything works out well. Rabbi Shimon is talking about a case of one mincha to another mincha. That's why it's alu l'bailim. But our Mishnah is a case of mincha to zevach. That's why it's lo alu l'bailim. So we can't say that either, because our Mishnah clearly is not a case of mincha to zevach. Hamasnitz, and our Mishnah clearly says, Mincha l'shem minchahi, dikatani. It tells us what's the case of the Mishnah of Shelo l'shma v'shelashman. The case of l'shem minchas nedava, l'shem minchas chote. Meaning we're talking still in the world from mincha A to mincha B, and we're still saying it's lo alu l'shem bailim. So Ella, the Gemara concludes, L'rabba v'rabba, mechavrsa masnitzin to lo Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Rabba, there's no other way. It's clear. Mechavrsa means it's clear. It's clear that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. According to above, Rav Ashi, you can say Rabbi Shimon works well with the Mishnah. There are two different cases. But for Rav and Rabba, you can say that Rabbi Shimon works with the Mishnah, in which case Rabbi Shimon is a Das Yachid that goes against the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amin Aleph of Maseches Menachos. So now the Gemara asks the question. Rami, the Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon. Let's ask a contradiction within the world of Rabbi Shimon. Netanya. We already said above a statement of Rabbi Shimon that says a mincha shelo lishma shenik mitel shelo lishma, it's kosher and alu lebailim. But now it's a different brisa quoting Rabbi Shimon, which says something different. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says kodesh kadoshim hi kachatas v'chaashim. This is a pasuk that's describing the nature of a mincha. It calls a mincha on one hand kodesh kadoshim, it calls it kachatas, and it calls it kaashim. So is it like a chatas or is it like an asham? Those are two types of karbanos. So the Brisa goes on to explain, yesh mehem kechatas, v'yesh mehem ka'asham. There's some types of menachos that are similar to a chatas, and some types of menachos that are more similar to a asham. How so? A minchas chote, a person brings a minchas chote if he does an aveira, and he has to bring a minchas chote. So harehu kechatas has a din v'chatas, which means what? Lefikach comes to shelo lishma psula kechatas. Just like if a chatas, an animal, that's a chatas, if you do shelo lishma, the very first mission of Maseches Zvachim told us, a shelo lishma on a carbon chatas is possible. So too, a shelo lishma of a minchas chote is possible as well. And minchas nedava is where he dedicated, where Reuven said, I want to offer up a mincha as a present. Not because he was obligated to, not because he did anything wrong. Nedava. So if it comes to minchas nedava, says the Braisa, Harehi ka'ashim, it's like a carbon ashim, which means the fikach comes to shelo lishma kshera uka'ashim. Just like an ashim, if you do a shchita shelo lishma of a behema ashim, it's kosher. So if you do a kemita shelo lishma of a minchas nedava, it's like an ashim and kshera. And ma ashim kosher v'ena maratza af minchas nedava kshera v'ena maratza. So just like an ashim, the carbon of an animal is accepted, it just does not fulfill the obligation of the Baal. So to a minchas nidava, it's a mincha that's acceptable as a chefta, but it's not alu lebailim. So what's the problem here? The problem here is, we said now when it comes to minchas chote, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's possible. But above the Braisa says that a shelo lishma will never disqualify a mincha. Here he's saying a shelo lishma will disqualify the mincha, particularly the minchas chote. So there's a stira within the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. So Amar Rabbah, Rabbah says, now that's Rabbah we refer to above. So Rabbah answers the question, Amar Rabbah lo kasha, there is no contradiction. Kan b'shinoi kodesh, kan b'shinoi bailam. It depends what the shinoi is. In other words, in the previous brisa where we accepted a shinoi, that's when there was a shinoi kodesh, so we said it's fine, doesn't make a difference. As long as you didn't change who the owner is, as if it's only a shinoi kodesh, it's acceptable. But Rabbi Shimon, the brisa here, where we say minchas chote, in fact, shelo lishma would be possible, that's where shinoi bailim. Meaning you're bringing Ruvain's minchas chote l'shem Shimon, so when there's a shinoi bailim, so that's when Rabbi Shimon would agree a minchas chote would be possible. That's Rabbah's understanding of this machlokas. Amalei Abaye, Abaye asks the question, wait a second, michti, let's understand this just for a moment. Machshava de pasir achmana hekesha. How do we know that machshava is possible? When it comes to menachos, it's based on the hekesh we learn menachos from zvachim. Okay, so once we establish that there's a connection of menachos to zvachim, that a psul machshava shelo lishma is going to disqualify menachos just like it disqualifies zvachim, mali shinoi kodesh, mali shinoi bailim. Who cares whether the shinoi is won by the shinoi kodesh, the nature of the heft of the menachos, or whether it's a shinoi of the bailim of who's bringing it? They should both be equally disqualified. So you can't make such a chiluk. Amalei Maaseh Mochichin Dekam Rabbi Shimon Svarhi. The Rabbi Shimon, the Darish time of the Kra. Machshava de lo minkare pasir achmana. Machshava de minkare lo pasir achmana. So Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He is the famous shita that holds that psukim, we can understand the time of the Kra, we can understand the reasoning behind psukim. So he says as follows. You're right, there's a hekesh that tells us, just like shinoi affects zvachim, it also affects menachos. But we could dig a little deeper into understanding why shinoi is going to affect menachos. And if we're able to say the reasoning, understanding, because there's some change here, But when the actions we're doing could show that the machshava is not really a change, so the ma'aseh is going to override the machshava. In other words, when it comes to zvachim, we said above, a shechita is all the same, achas lekulam, zrika achas lekulam, holacha achas lekulam, and kabbalah achas lekulam, so then the machshava is the only thing that we can really deal with. The ma'asim don't really take an effect. When it comes to minachos, though, the mincha of a chobde is different than the mincha of a machvas, and different than a marcheshes. And even though the mice, the machshavas were all very different, and it was all shalol shema, if the maaseha are clear to what your intentions are, you're doing the right maaseha, so then we will accept it. And we don't say, ah, it's possible across the board, exactly because of no. We can figure out when the psul will be clear and when it won't be. So when it comes to, again, when it's unclear from the actions, machshava delo minkrei, machshava, which do not become clear through your actions, so then we say pasul rachmana across the board, it's pasul, if it's shalol shema. But when machshava de minkrei, when you have a psul machshava, but the actions are minkari, the maaseh are clear to what your true intentions were, meaning your actions were consistent with what you were supposed to be brought, then we say lo pasul rachmana. And therefore, if there's a shinoi kodesh, you change a machvas to marcheshes, since you did the right thing though, we don't view it as being a pasul, and it's acceptable. But with shinoi bailim, from Ruvain to Shimon, and there are no actions that they're clear of, whether it's for Ruvain or Shimon, so then we would say the menachos are going to be pasul. Okay, the Gemara now says, actually, on this, there's a Rashi, very important Rashi here. He points out that when we say machshava here, Rashi, if you look at Rashi, 1, 2, 3 Y lines down, the end of the line, Rashi says, aval machshava de minkari, l'chol shu mechazev lo havi machshava, but you can ignore that for a second, hach machshava de kachim, hotzas dibur bipehu. When we say machshava, which literally means thought, Rashi says it really means bipet, to articulate, to say the words. We saw this in the Rashi and Zvachim as well. Look at his raya. His raya is from a sugya, a random sugya in Bamatzia about shomim. I'll call Dara Pesha, the person was negligent in watching a person's item. The guy was a shomer, and he was negligent, he was poshea, he's chayav for doing so. Al machshava kemaisa. The Gemara says, this is the opinion of Beis Shammai, that he's chayav on his machshava as if he did an action. If he had a thought, the Gemara is talking about a case where if the shomer uses the item, if I'm watching your Tisha B'Av, let's say, I'm supposed to watch it, I can't use it, and shaleach yad, I end up using it, now I'm considered negligent, I'm responsible for anything that happens to it now. Let's say I simply have a machshava, I think I want to use this Tisha B'Av. So Beis Shammai holds, that thought to use it is considered as if I actually did use it, I'm responsible for anything that happens to this object, machshava kemaisa. So Rashi adds, "De la moti befit pef." I didn't say I want to use this tissue box. I just simply actually thought of it. Then machshavasa lemaicha nischayevlo. We have machshavas all the time. The machshava doesn't become anything meaningful until you actually say something with it. So Rashi says, just like by the case of shomim, I actually have to articulate my machshava. Here as well, by lishma, I have to articulate my machshava. I have to say, I'm doing this mincha l'shem marcheshes. I'm doing this mincha l'shem Shimon instead of Reuven. I have to actually articulate this. And this is against the shita of the Rambam and the Sefer Chinuch. Rambam and Chinuch both say, you don't actually have to say it. If I have a machshava, that's the wrong machshava. Even though I was never motzi b'fiv, that still is considered machshava and will have the same impact of being pasul or not being pasul. It's very relevant halach l'maisa, the post can point out. When it comes to things like lishma, when you have to make tefillin lishma, the parchment or the writing of it, or tzitzis lishma, all those things, whenever it's lishma, the same question comes up. Do you have to just think about it? Is it sufficient to think about it? Or do you actually have to articulate it and say, I'm doing this l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, I'm doing l'shem mitzvah tefillin, l'shem mitzvah sefer Torah, l'shem gittin. This comes up all the time. And you look at the Shulchan Aruch is very clear, each example, you should actually say it. You should say it's l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, l'shem mitzvah tefillin, you should articulate it. A machshav is not sufficient. Rabbi Kiva Eger there asks a question though, that's all the chatchila. But what happens b'di'evid? Let's say b'di'evid, you didn't say l'shem tzitzis, you didn't say l'shem tefillin. Will we say it's possible? Or no, the idea to say it is simply l'chachila, but the evidence kasher anyways, that's a suffix Rabbi Kiva Eger has. But certainly l'chachila, whenever there's a need for l'shma, one should always articulate it, l'shem mitzvah sefer Torah. If you're going to be zoch to write a letter in the sefer Torah, you should say l'shem mitzvah sefer Torah. Okay.
In terms of mitzvah. Like you did it, but ma'ashava ra, and not.
Right.
So how does that fit in? I didn't. I didn't think machshava is something.
You know, and certainly machshava, right? Certainly machshavas are acceptable. Perhaps Rashi would say that maybe that machshava there as well is when he actually say, "I want to do the mitzvah." But if you simply think of it, then they may not be sufficient. That's a chiddush to say. This is also a chiddush to say, Rashi. Machshava, if I read the Gemara here, I think machshava means actual machshava.
Right.
So I don't know if Rashi would say it all the way by the Gemara and Kedushin that you're quoting as well. I don't know. Let's finish off the daf here. The Gemara now in parentheses quotes a mnemonic here of the next few sugars that are going to be coming up. It's Simon, Ola, Malak, Mitza, Chantas, Haof, Kachim, 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 Kalam. Okay, so that's going to be the next few sugars. So the first one we're going to see now is as follows. El Miata, if that's the case, Olas Haof, Shemalka Lamala, Mishim Chatas Haof, Tiratza, because Maase Mochichim Aleha. So that the halach is, if you take an Olas Haof, and you do Malika, we know in the base of English you do Malika, the Kohen uses his nail to cut the neck of the Oaf, so he goes up to the Mizbech, takes an Olas Haof, and puts it on the top of the Mizbech like he's supposed to, but he says, I'm doing a Mishim Chatas Haof. A Chatas Haof is meant to go on the bottom, on the Ritzpah, on the floor. And an Olas Haof is supposed to go on top of the Mizbeach. So if you say, I'm doing a L'shim Chatas Haof, we should be acceptable because Maaseh Mochichim, the fact that I'm going on the top of the Mizbeach, that's what you do for an Olas Haof. I said Chatas Haof. Well, I don't care because my Maaseh, my actions are clear that the fact that I'm taking on top of the Mizbeach, that we use only for the Olas Haof. And we can ignore the fact that I said Chatas Haof and we should be able to accept it. How come if this were to be the case, we say it's not acceptable? Shouldn't we say Maaseh Mochichin Aleha? The Olas Haof, it must be an Olas Haof. Because the Chatas Haof, because had it really been a Chatas Haof like I said it was going to be, Lamata Havi Avilei, I would have to do it on the bottom. So this was, should, if we're really saying that whenever Maaseh Mochichin will override the Machshava, a Psul Machshava, we should apply the same din by an Olas Haof. That again, if I'm taking an Olas Haof on top of the Mizbeach like I'm supposed to, and I say L'shum Chatas Haof, we don't care. A Chatas Haof is supposed to be on the bottom. In fact, I'm doing this above, that Maaseh should be Mochichin, that we can ignore the Psul Machshava. And the Gemara says, not true. Atu Chatas Haof, Lamala Milase? Is it true a Chatas Haof cannot be taking place on the top of the Mizbech? Granted, you could put it on the bottom, but you can also put it on the top. Laha Marmar Malika B'chol Malkam B'Mizbech Kshera. You're allowed to do Chatas Haof anywhere you want. It's not that the Chatas Haof must be done in Lamata, it may be done at Lamata, and it's ideal to put it at Lamata. But b'di'eved, it could be anywhere, even on top of the Mizbech, so it's not so clear, just because you do Malik on top, it's not so clear that it has to be for the Olas Haof, it could also be for a Chatas Haof, in which case, since you said a Machshava Pasul, that you want to do this for L'shum Chatas Haof, we say it will be Pasul, because this is not a case of Maaseh Mochichin. Everyone have a good Chodesh, a good day, a good week, and Mazel Tov on the Sim, and we should continue to learn together for the next 120 days, at least, for learning my nachas. Okay.